Chapter 9. Preparing for the Negotiation Session.
Dialogue.
The dialogue below shows a negotiation stalled on price. Neither side will compromise. This is the perfect time to play a bargaining chip. Mel represents an electronic control panel manufacturer. Bill works for a stereo maker that manufactures most of its own parts. They want to buy a large quantity of Mel's control panels. Because new design is superior to what Bill's company is currently making, retooling will take a lot of time.
I'm sorry, Bill, but I can't help you. $6.37 US per unit delivered to your factory in Taiwan is the best I can do. I'm only willing to let them go this cheap because you're buying so many of them. My normal price is $6.45 US plus shipping. I'm offering you a heck of a discount.
I understand that, Mel. It's a good price, but we have to remain competitive. We're already one of the most expensive units on the market. The only reason we get that much is because of our reputation for quality. And the only reason we're thinking about buying your control panels instead of making them is your reputation for quality.
Bill, quality costs money.
We understand that. But at that unit cost, we would have to significantly increase our consumer price. And that would definitely cost us a piece of our market share. This is something we want to avoid.
I understand completely, but if I drop the price even 2 cents, I'll be swimming in red ink.
This could be a deal breaker. My instructions from the boss are very clear. I can't go over $6.30 US. I hate to see this deal fall apart for a lousy 7 cents.
Me too, but my hands are tied. A 7 cent loss times 250,000 units is more than I can afford. That works out to around 20 grand if you factor in the operating losses.
Stop the presses, Mel. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and I might just have an idea.
Well, let's hear it. I'm all ears.
My production people mentioned a few modifications you could make that would be a negligible cost to you, but would save us a production step.
I don't know, Bill. We usually charge at least setup fees to deviate from the standard production model.
I know. That's why I didn't mention them before. I realized pretty quick that money was a problem and we can't afford your usual setup fees. But if you're willing to work with me, we may be able to pull the fat out of the fire.
I'm still listening.
What if we ship the panel housings to you, and instead of you placing each unit in a shipping box, you permanently crimp the units into placing on the housing and ship it back to us, ready to install?
I don't know.
Look, the crimping process isn't even an extra step. You could do it at the same time you crimp the back and front plates together. Then, you save the expense of loading each unit into an individual packing box. Just lay a couple of slotted styrofoam bars in the bottom of the crate to keep the units separated in shipping, and you save the cost of the packing box.
We could do that, but the cost of a packing box is only 2.5 cents. We would still be losing money.
What about the savings on packing, both labor and materials? That's got to be worth 7 cents a unit.
Actually, it's more like 3 or 4.
Okay, Mel. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you agree to do everything I covered so far, plus mount the knobs on the units instead of sending them in a separate box for us to mount, I'll up our offer 4 cents to $6.34 US. But this is only because I want to put this deal and myself to bed as soon as possible.
Okay, I'm tired too. Let's shake on $6.34 US and I'll buy the drinks. We'll work out the details tomorrow.
Let's go.
Let's listen again.
I'm sorry, Bill, but I can't help you. $6.37 US per unit delivered to your factory in Taiwan is the best I can do. I'm only willing to let them go this cheap because you're buying so many of them. My normal price is $6.45 US plus shipping. I'm offering you a heck of a discount.
I understand that, Mel. It's a good price, but we have to remain competitive. We're already one of the most expensive units on the market. The only reason we get that much is because of our reputation for quality. And the only reason we're thinking about buying your control panels instead of making them is your reputation for quality.
Bill, quality costs money.
We understand that, but at that unit cost, we would have to significantly increase our consumer price. And that would definitely cost us a piece of our market share. This is something we want to avoid.
I understand completely, but if I drop the price even 2 cents, I'll be swimming in red ink.
This could be a deal breaker. My instructions from the boss are very clear. I can't go over $6.30 US. I hate to see this deal fall apart for a lousy 7 cents.
Me too, but my hands are tied. A 7 cent loss times 250,000 units is more than I can afford. That works out to around 20 grand if you factor in the operating losses.
Stop the presses, Mel. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and I might just have an idea.
Well, let's hear it. I'm all ears.
My production people mentioned a few modifications you could make that would be a negligible cost to you, but would save us a production step.
I don't know, Bill. We usually charge at least setup fees to deviate from the standard production model.
I know. That's why I didn't mention them before. I realized pretty quick that money was a problem and we can't afford your usual setup fees. But if you're willing to work with me, we may be able to pull the fat out of the fire.
I'm still listening.
What if we ship the panel housings to you, and instead of you placing each unit in a shipping box, you permanently crimp the units into placing on the housing and ship it back to us, ready to install?
I don't know.
Look, the crimping process isn't even an extra step. You could do it at the same time you crimp the back and front plates together. Then, you save the expense of loading each unit into an individual packing box. Just lay a couple of slotted styrofoam bars in the bottom of the crate to keep the units separated in shipping, and you save the cost of the packing box.
We could do that, but the cost of a packing box is only 2.5 cents. We would still be losing money.
What about the savings on packing, both labor and materials? That's got to be worth 7 cents a unit.
Actually, it's more like 3 or 4.
Okay, Mel. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you agree to do everything I covered so far, plus mount the knobs on the units instead of sending them in a separate box for us to mount, I'll up our offer 4 cents to $6.34 US. But this is only because I want to put this deal and myself to bed as soon as possible.
Okay, I'm tired too. Let's shake on $6.34 US and I'll buy the drinks. We'll work out the details tomorrow.
Let's go.
Vocabulary.
Competitive.
Competitive.
Component.
Component.
Bargaining chip.
Bargaining chip.
Panel.
Panel.
Superior.
Superior.
Consumer.
Consumer.
Swim in red ink.
Swim in red ink.
Go over.
Go over.
Lousy.
Lousy.
Skin a cat.
Skin a cat.
Modification.
Modification.
Negligible.
Negligible.
Deviate.
Deviate.
Permanently.
Permanently.
Crimp.
Crimp.
Slotted.
Slotted.
Crate.
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 Knob.
Knob.